This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. More migrants are arriving in Denver, and the mayor's office is prepared to issue an emergency declaration if need be. Victoria Aguilar is a spokeswoman for Denver's Department of Human Services.
We're currently sheltering what is essentially double what we have been sheltering the last couple of months. I would say that it's not currently an emergency posture, but we are beginning to feel this pressure with the number of arrivals.
Aguilar says it's unclear whether the migrants are arriving through federal and nonprofit placement programs or if they're being bused here by Republican leaders like the Texas governor. Rocky Mountain National Park will host a celebration of indigenous music this weekend. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The shows celebrate the indigenous people who have ancestral ties to the land that now makes up the park. It includes people from 10 sovereign tribal nations, the Arapaho, Cheyenne, Comanche, Lakota, and more. Singer-songwriter Shelley Morningsong and professional native dancer and storyteller Fabian Fantanelle will perform in front of the Beaver Meadows Visitor Center. The two will also talk about their work with people after. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And in other news involving Colorado indigenous tribes, Southern Utes and Ute Mountain Utes are getting $2 million from state opioid settlement funds. The amount's based on data that tracks the impact these drugs have on each tribe. The money is required to be used for opioid reduction efforts. This is CPR News and KRCC.